Well, thank you very much. Thanks for including me. Thank you for hosting. Thank you for moderating. Thank you to this wonderful crowd. I'm Daniel Biss, state senator in the 9th district, Democratic candidate for governor of Illinois. And it's not going to get better than that. That was amazing. And I actually, my running mate did want to be with us today. I want to introduce Letisa Wallace, state representative from just a little bit west of here, and someone with a deep connection to Northern, someone with a graduate degree from Northern Illinois, the president of the Black Graduate Student Association, and someone with an understanding of what this community needs, as have I, as a son of a father who grew up in DeKalb, Illinois. We are in a moment where we get to make fundamental choices for the state of Illinois and for the Democratic Party about who we're going to stand for and what kind of government we're going to have. We have a governor in Bruce Rauner who has burned the state down on the heels of a broken system of machine politics that has locked out most of us so that millionaires and billionaires get what they want and the rest of us don't have what we need. This is a generational moment of choice for the Democratic Party, and I cannot wait to have a discussion this evening about how to find the best path forward for a truly visionary progressive agenda. Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Diver.
Thank you very much, and thanks for hosting this evening. I'm Bob Diver. I am the candidate from Southern Illinois. I'm from Edwardsville. I've served as regional superintendent of schools there for the last 10 years. I've served in local government for the last 22 years, and that's why I'm running for governor, is because I believe governing is an art, and it's a skill that is developed that helps you understand people, understands compromise and collaboration. It's something that's badly needed in Springfield. It's something that has to happen to depolarize the opposites that we have and to get people to work together. And we need to bridge Southern Illinois and Cook County together. We've got to quit the separation of the state, and we have to unify it, and that's why I'm running for governor. The critical issues you hear about, education. I've spent 38 years in education. I have spent in every level of government, from city council to township supervisor, 2 terms on a county board before I was a countywide elected official. I'm excited about this race. Thank you for having me.
Mr. Hardiman.
Okay, yeah, my name is T.O. Hardiman. I'm running for governor here in the state of Illinois. This is not my first run for governor. I ran for governor in 2014, and we secured close to 30% of the state vote in 2014. I'm running for governor with my running mate. Her name is Patricia Avery. She's a former Champaign County County Commissioner in Champaign-Urbana, and she's also the former head of the NAACP. I'm running because we have a 2020 plan which represents a perfect vision for all the people here in Illinois, and part of that plan includes a progressive tax, House Bill 453, which is a business transaction tax, so that we can help get the much-needed resources so we can fund programs throughout the state of Illinois and get rid of Bruce Rauner once and for all. T.O. Hardiman is the real deal when it comes down to running for governor. The plan that I have includes everybody, the veterans, the seniors, the disabled people, the ex-offenders, everybody in the state of Illinois, the college students, everybody. So when we begin to answer questions, you'll hear more about my plan. But I want to thank you all for being here tonight. And most of all, I want to just send a shout out to all the people and the people that are hurting in Las Vegas, too. I want to take a moment for that, all right? Thank you all for listening.
Thank you. And next up, Mr. Kennedy.
Well, good evening, everybody. My name's Chris Kennedy. I'm one of Bobby and Ethel Kennedy's kids. I moved to Illinois about 30 years ago to Decatur to work for Archer Daniels Midland. I've lived all over the state, and I now reside right outside of Chicago. I spent 5 years as the chairman of the board of the University of Illinois. I sit on the board of Kellogg and a part of the University of Chicago called the Marine Biological Lab. I spent years on the board of the largest school of Catholic theology, the Catholic Theological Union, and I've taught Catholic social justice and the American ideal as a professor out at Dominican University. I have kids the same age as many of the kids here at Northern. We're losing the entire millennial generation from our state, the largest outmigration of college freshmen of any state. I want to stop that, and I know that the power of higher education, research institutions like Northern Illinois, are the only things that have worked as economic development in multiple cities in multiple decades in our country. Thank you all very much.
And Mr. Padarakis, I told you I'd get it right.
It's okay, it's Greek, it's difficult. All right, who's ready to get rid of the most ineffective governor, the only one not in jail, unfortunately, Bruce Rauner? You know, he came in with this sweeping agenda, and all he's done is divide and conquer, and that's what Republicans think. When they divide people into small different groups, they can win. That's why we have to stand strong and stand together. I'm a small business owner, I'm a civil engineer, and my education in Illinois up through high school was extremely important to where I got today. All my friends have started to leave this state, and it's disheartening because they don't want to start a family here in Illinois. They don't see the prosperity, they don't see the job opportunities. And we need to change that. For so long, we've had the same people in control that have promised us things, progressive income tax, helping the poor, helping the needy, yet nothing has been done. Compromise is not a sin, and we do not see that in politics today. I look forward to talking today of how we can compromise and bring this state together.